Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 2 with verses 5 through 11. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bend, and of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Have you ever noticed when people bend their head when they say the name of Jesus? I see it every day. It's a part of who we are in Christ Jesus. We want to honor him in all things, so every time you hear his name, bend your knee, bow your head, and confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This will take you on a journey to look for those who are in need, allowing yourself to practice the Word of God daily, where you pray unceasingly over everything you do, placing God first in Jesus. You too will become humble, even obedient to death, willing to call on the name of Jesus in your last breath, wanting to see life eternal as a part of everything we accomplish in love, faith, and hope of sharing His mercy in every aspect of your life, finding His reward forever. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren each day, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for, and we pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, lift them up in their last breath and give them peace. I do pray that somebody prays for me in my last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who are living in the Spirit of God each and every day without being able to speak, wanting your favor, Lord, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Philippians 2, that's verses 5 through 11. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Hymn Exalted by God, Name Above Every Name. Jesus Christ's attitude, same have. God's form was he. Grasp of God's equality, not bad. Himself emptied, slave form taken, us freed. Himself humbled, likeness appearance human same. Death obedience on a cross he would gain. Him exalted by God, name above every name. His name should bend your knee without shame. Confessing tongues complete, Jesus seek. Lord Christ Jesus, testimony complete. Heaven and earth recite, tongue and cheek. Father, God's glory, forever angelique. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 11th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. I'm recording this morning at my mom's location in South Florida, down in Miami, with my mom listening in the background and grinding coffee and whatnot. You might be hearing some background noise today. That's my beautiful mom, as I pray for her each and every day as well. We pray for our good friends John and Marie, and we look for the miracles of Jesus in our lives everywhere we go. No matter where we are, we seek to know His forgiveness, His mercy, and His love. As we close today at 6:03, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Jesus. Oh Lord, thank You for all that You do for us, and give us mercy in everything. We pray for this in the name of Jesus. Jesus is ringing the bells in the background as we close at 6:03. Thank You, Jesus. Amen.